Regina police would like to hear from anyone with information on the death of a 29-year-old woman. The body of Keisha Cree Bitternose was found in a home on Cameron Street Sunday evening. It's Regina's first homicide of 2020. A cause of death has not been released, and the Major Crimes Unit is investigating. Anyone with information is asked to contact Regina police or Crime Stoppers. Saskatoon police are looking to the public for information on a missing 58-year-old man. Police say Aaron Watney has not been seen since last August in the downtown area. His family is concerned about his well-being as he may be in a vulnerable state. There is also concern considering recent cold weather. It's believed he may have traveled to Edmonton, but that has not been confirmed. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of 58-year-old Aaron Watney is asked to contact Saskatoon Police or Crime Stoppers. A report into how the RCMP handled the death of Colton Bushy could be released in the next few weeks. The probe was launched nearly 2 years ago after the family raised questions about the investigation. The independent examination looked into whether RCMP officers followed protocol, acted appropriately, and whether officers were racially discriminatory towards the Bushy family. The RCMP cleared the officers following their own internal review. A 22-year-old from Red Pheasant First Nation was shot and killed during an altercation on Gerald Stanley's farm in the Bigger area in August 2016. Stanley was later acquitted on all charges. Mikawis's First Nation is set to take over child welfare from the province and will soon pass internal legislation. Chief Cadmus DeLorme says by July, the First Nations workers will assess child welfare cases and provide family supports to help maintain unity. He says it's about getting full control over child welfare.
We will be the ones to, give direction on the case. We will be the ones to help with the culture plan, with the development plan, with assuring that the families are given resources.
DeLorme says there will be a smooth transition for children from government care. It's estimated that 165 children from Cowessess are in care in Saskatchewan and Alberta. A Southern First Nation has received 22 bison from the Papikasis First Nation. The Zagami Anishinaabeg is part of a recovery program to restore the buffalo population. 5 years ago, a herd of 22 buffalo were given to the Papikasis Cree Nation by a Christian charity group in the Balcarres area. In another 5 years, Zagami will donate buffalo to another First Nation carrying on the tradition. They say herds will continue to be passed along until the buffalo have returned across North America. 7 people have been inducted into the Saskatchewan Agriculture Hall of Fame. One of them is former Battlefords Member of Parliament, Jerry Ritz. He served as Agriculture Minister in the Conservative government of Stephen Harper. Others include Jack Hay from Bradwell and the late Eileen and William Lamont from Maidstone. They were early promoters of the Speckle Park cattle breed. A supporter of the Wet'suwet'en Hereditary Chiefs in BC says a new injunction granted to Coastal GasLink is bringing back some memories. Hereditary chiefs are opposed to the construction of a natural gas pipeline through the BC First Nations traditional territory. Cody Merriman was at the site last year when the RCMP arrested 14 people.
I seen all of the RCMP come around the corner, and then I had to leave. My wife was there, and she got arrested, but we couldn't put both of us up there because we have 2 kids that we have to worry about, so we are worried about our family. And people say what you're doing is unlawful, but this is for our kids. Like, this is really for these beautiful spaces that are out here, and it's, if you're removed from it, it's really easy to forget what's out here.
Merriman was among the protesters at the new encampment, which was set up near a worksite for Coastal GasLink. An Indigenous leader is pleased with a BC Supreme Court decision on smudging. The court says classroom demonstrations of cultural practices do not infringe upon religious freedoms. Judith Sayers is the president of the 14-nation Nuchinalth tribal council. She says the court rejected a religious challenge about smudging and hoop dance events at a Port Alberni elementary school.
I am excited and happy about this decision because it allows New Chalmers to continue to teach in the school district about our culture to all children, not just New Chalmers children, but it also helps to make New Chalmers feel comfortable in their schools.
The BC Supreme Court says it has it was not established that Indigenous ceremonies performed in classrooms interfere with religious freedoms.